woman farts out gender reveal.
Well, guess what? Your mother is rather ugly over there.
God, is this a new scoop it up? The sew it up?
We smoke meth and fuck each other in the ass in seedy hotels all the time. Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the program. Episode number 295, inching up on 300, starring the greatest actor in the history of film, Gerard Butler. I'm joined now, as I am each and every week, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
I took my son to the, he wanted to see that Ford v Ferrari movie.
That looks pretty good.
It is. It's pretty good. I'm not a gearhead. Like, I'm not, neither, you know, into car racing, but I have liked my fair share of car racing movies, I guess.
Sure.
I don't know.
Cars.
If they do it right.
Starring Owen Wilson.
Yeah. And the late, great Paul Newman.
Yep.
It was pretty good, but I happened to be wearing, very cold. I was wearing a hoodie. Yeah. I have an Eazy-E hoodie.
Yeah.
And
that's pretty cool.
The guy who is we got the popcorn from, concession guy.
Yeah.
He like was talking to his buddy about my sweatshirt, and he said, "No, nothing in life but to be legit." And I just was like, I just heard him say the line.
Yeah.
And I said the next line.
Yeah.
I said, "Don't quote me, boy." And then I was like, "Oh, I just can't. Called this." I just called this black guy boy. Yeah. I didn't mean it. Like, it was just, it just came out of my head. I was like, oh, all right, just a large popcorn. It was bad. It was just didn't feel, I wasn't.
I mean, you're quoting the song.
He like sung a line to me, and I just was like kind of.
Yeah.
I wasn't, if I had really thought about what was happening, I wouldn't have sung the song regardless of the line. That's not who I am.
Also, I feel like he was low key questioning your bona fides. He's like, maybe this white boy just got the sweatshirt without being a fan of the music.
I've had it for years.
I'm not questioning your bona fides. I'm just checking out.
But it was just an odd situation, because then I just said boy back to him. I was like, oh, what? Yeah. Just popcorn, please.
Well, at that point, you got to finish the lyric. You got to own it.
Because I ain't say shit? Yeah. Like, am I supposed to just keep, should I just go throughout the end of the...
Yeah, you're not supposed to acknowledge that the racial elephant in the room.
Yeah, I just stopped at "Don't quote me, boy," which is not a good part to worse. Stop. I wanted to just say I barely watch the NFL at all, but I never, because my team is the Redskins.
Right.
But I barely ever see these pregame shows, and I turned on the TV, and CBS happened to be on at like 12:15. They're talking about the Kaepernick thing.
Yeah.
And these they're talking about the brawl and the Kaepernick thing. And they, you know, Bill Cowher is just taking the old school, if he wanted to try out for teams, why'd he pick now? He doesn't, he likes the spectacle. I don't think he loves football. He likes the platform football. Questioning it, and he's doing all this shit, and it's like, buddy, what do you think? Kaepernick like chose not to be picked up by any teams for all this time,
and then the NFL
tried to set up some sort of sham thing so it doesn't seem like they're colluding against him, and everybody sent their lowest scout there, and then he's like, well, I'm gonna change the venue, but the whole thing, and then these guys like, NFL doesn't like circuses, and well, that's not true, because they will have a guy like Tim Tebow. He'll make four rosters.
Yep.
But it's just, you know, they're still questioning whether or not somebody loves football. The whole thing. It's like, my God, they all go to bat for the league, and the league is an evil league.
Yeah, it's
you can like the sport, but you have to recognize these are bad dudes running the sport.
Yeah, it was just the way it played out was unfortunate. You know, he was a free agent, or he what? No, didn't he get? Wasn't he about to be traded to the Broncos? But he didn't. They wanted to pay him less money or something. It the whole deal. Like, he's not going to play in the NFL tryout or not, but also. They offered to hold his workout and he couldn't turn it down, so he had to go. But then he wore a Kunta Kinte T-shirt or something, and it's like,
yeah, the whole thing is bad. Yeah. It's just gotten worse and worse.
Yeah, and it's like no one's
100% blackballed. Yeah. But now it's like, what is this? What is going on now?
Yeah, he definitely was blackballed because it's just not he wasn't so good that it was worth it.
Yeah, I mean it's. Last year, he was my team specifically, the Redskins. Alex Smith broke his leg, and then Colt McCoy broke his leg, and they were just finding guys off the street.
Yeah,
and yet he never got a look. Like he was blackballed. He was not the best quarterback in the league, but he was definitely better than some of these tomato cans they were rolling out.
He's definitely one of the top 64. I would say he's probably one of the top. I don't know. He's probably amongst the top 32 quarterbacks in the world right now. There's no question about that.
One of the top 60.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. He's definitely good enough to be on a roster for sure.
And then they kept replaying the brawl and talking about how bad, and you know, this is not trying to be hot take central, but Mason Rudolph was trying to pull off, what's his name's?
Miles Garrett.
Miles Garrett's helmet. And first of all, I've seen Miles Garrett interviewed several times. He's not like a typical goon. What he did is unacceptable.
Yeah.
But Mason Rudolph tried to pull off his helmet first.
Yeah.
Then when Miles Garrett retaliated and pulled his helmet off, when it was starting to be diffused by somebody was, and they just are hugging, another guy comes in hug. Mason Rudolph charges in there.
Yeah.
To go get his helmet back, and it reinstigated it. It was not totally just some guy decided he was going to rip off a guy's helmet and smash. It was Mason Rudolph was a real prick about this.
He made the whole thing worse. Yeah, I'm sure he's a piece of shit. But the swinging of the helmet is a bridge too far.
I'm not saying you can, and I'm not saying he shouldn't be suspended the rest of the year.
Yeah,
I mean people talking about he should be suspended next year too, I think the rest of the year is a good enough punishment and is not good. But Mason Rudolph, nobody's blaming him. He made the whole situation happen. He was mad because he was getting tackled after he threw the ball. But it wasn't a super late hit. It wasn't some terrible play. And he started ripping Garrett's helmet off.
Yeah, but shit like that happens in football games, right? Without people getting domed with their own helmet.
But when you try to pull, he just wasn't strong enough to pull Garrett's helmet off because he was trying to do that.
Yeah.
And then Garrett.
But then was he going to swing it at him?
But then he wasn't going to swing it at him until he charged at him. It just was not he's mostly to blame.
Yeah.
Garrett.
Yeah.
But he's not 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, shit gets heated, you know? It's these guys are, there's a reason that they've ascended to this level of.
Right, they try to keep you at that edge, right before you hit somebody over the head with a helmet.
I mean,
want you right before that
point. I'm all for it. I think we need more Vontez Perfects. There's too few of those guys. It's a fucking gladiator sport. Get out there and crack some heads. I didn't eat all day, and then I came up. We did because we're going out of town for Thanksgiving, so we had some of my family over yesterday and did a pre-Thanksgiving. Yeah, and then I didn't eat all day, and I came home a little while ago, and I'm maybe ate of a half a pound of cold leftover ham with just swabbing mustard on it from out of the jar, and now I just want to die. I feel like if I died right now, I would feel better than I feel right now because I just kind of overdid it. Speaking of overdid it, over the weekend. I took my son to see The Irishman.
Oh, that's right. It's in the theaters.
It's in the theater, and it's, you know, it's one of these ones that if I had to watch it on TV, I feel like it wouldn't get my full attention.
And right, and it would be spread out over a few viewings.
At least, like, yeah, because it's 3.5 hours. And so my son's like, let's go see The Irishman. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be on Netflix. And he's like, no, he's like, we got to see it in the theater. And I'm like, okay. So I went and saw it. And it's, it's really long.
Yeah.
It's like so long. But also,
I have no intention of watching it.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely want to see it. But
like the first time I checked my watch, there was like 2.5 hours left. And then I checked my watch later and I'm like, this thing's got to be almost over. And I checked my watch and there was still an hour left of the movie. So it's could have used some editing. But this, all these guys are great, except so they did a thing where they used de-aging cameras to make so that, you know.
Oh, I've seen still shots of it.
Yeah. So Robert De Niro plays, you know, the same character throughout the movie. But sometimes he looks young and sometimes he looks his age because they use this technology. Hold on, I'm going to do something.
Oh.
I was pushing the wrong. This will make it sound better. He was so, but then like at one point he's like kicking the shit out of somebody, you know, because he's like a hip, spoiler alert. He's like a hitman, not really a hitman. I mean, he's a mob guy. And he, at one point he's like kicking the shit out of somebody. And, you know, he's supposed to be like 40 years old and he does look 40 years old. But the problem is he moves like a 70-year-old man.
Yeah, he, you can't imitate the gait. You can't.
Yeah, there's
movements. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, there's no camera for that where it's just you just move a certain way. Once you hit, your body doesn't work the same, you know. So that was kind of that was a thing. But I mean, De Niro, Pesci. And fucking Al Pacino. They are all.
They still have it in them?
Oh my God. They're so good. I left the movie and I was like, I thought Al Pacino was in that. And I was like, oh wait, that was Jimmy Hoffa. Al Pacino played Jimmy Hoffa. He's in the whole movie. It just, he's such a fucking good actor that you forget you're watching Al Pacino. It's just.
Now both Pacino and De Niro.
Yeah.
They've had some awful movies over the
terrible
last 15 years, but it's good to know they still have it in them. Pesci barely works ever.
He doesn't work. He's like basically retired unless Scorsese wants to hire
unless
him.
Unless Marty calls.
Yeah. So it's definitely, I mean, it's long. Obviously, I wouldn't put it in, you know, at the top of the Scorsese canon. But it's definitely, it's not his worst movie. It's pretty good. You know, would recommend. Go see The Irishman if you can. Okay, should we do some voicemails?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's see what we have here. Also, someone emailed us. And here, let's do this email first so I can get this off my screen. Brian, have you seen this yet? Share your stance on being anti-flatulence-based humor. That's right. I've made that known. But this seriously might be the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. I just want to know who those women are who stood there and watched it. Can you imagine a scenario where one of your friends is like, so I have an idea for the gender reveal, and your reaction is, great, can I watch? This is from Chris, and then he includes a link, and the link is to a YouTube video, and the name of the video, and forgive me, the name of the video, the title is Woman Farts Out Gender Reveal. And then the image is there's a girl, she's laying on a hardwood floor, she's on her stomach. She's,
it's such a weird video. People
insane.
Send this to me.
No, this is crazy.
I don't like it.
No, it's crazy. She's bottomless. And then behind, she's kind of in the kitchen. Looks like a middle, upper middle class residence. Behind her are a bunch of pink and blue balloons. And the video is only 5 seconds. And just see if we can get the audio here. I'll just play the video, and then after it plays, I'll describe what happened. Yeah, it's a boy. It's a boy. So what happened was she released gas, which she pushed it out, obviously, and which is pretty impressive because she did it on command. And then a puff of blue powder was seen to emit from her backside. And she keeps a straight face throughout. I'm going to give this video I'm going to play it again, and I'm just going to give it my full attention here. And then the camera pans to her friends, who are all very happy. So I don't like Chris, or I don't know if that's a pseudonym for. I know you're not, because I know you from around. I've seen you've emailed before, and I know you from Twitter. So I know that this wasn't Telly Two Putts that sent this in, because it seems like something he'd like. But this isn't for me. This is not my kind of content. And I'd appreciate if it not be shared with me anytime in the future. I will share it on my Twitter page for the listening audience. Okay, let's do I've moved the computers. Were you able to hear? Should I play it one more time the audio end?
Please don't play it again. But yes, we're good.
Because we've been having some audio problems.
I can find farts funny.
Yeah.
I can find farts funny. I don't know, and I know this is my own shortcoming. I don't think I've ever found a fart coming out of a female funny.
I'm kind of with you. I know. I'm kind of with you, buddy.
I'd like to be more open-minded, but I don't. Just there's certain barriers I don't want to cross. So that's why this isn't going to work. And as far as is there any scenario, I don't. Again, the whole gender reveal thing is more baffling to me than anything, because I don't understand why anyone gives a shit, except for the mom and dad, to mom and dad to be.
Yes, I don't. I'll be honest. I don't like farting. For women especially, or dudes. I'm not really into it. As a practice,
I kind of enjoy doing it to my sons.
Strategically, it can be very funny.
You like blasting one. They're trying to ignore me playing video games, and yeah, I've got one in the funny. Chamber.
That's pretty funny. And this video, I will say, like, the girl is not what I would call cute, and women farting in general is a pretty big turnoff for me. There's really
The whole aspect of humor in quotes, Jenny McCarthy, she's like, hey, yeah, she likes fart humor, and she's a playmate.
She's the next
Lucille
really Ball.
Funny. She's just making fart noise.
Yeah. But despite all these things, there's nothing I like about this video. And at the same time, it's something about it's kind of hot. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I hate everything about it. But I also kind of like it.
No.
So, woman farts out gender reveal will be shared at my Twitter, at Brian Beckner on Twitter. Okay, let's do some voicemails. There we go.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste.
His calls are far from great.
His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring.
Worthless,
but he's got nothing else to do, and he's even worse than ish. His faults are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tit.
Tins. He's Manuel Gardenia.
All right. Having sort of an internet issue. Here we go. Let's see who called in.
Hey guys, a couple of thoughts on the last episode. I'll try to make it quick.
Yeah, buddy.
LSU Lala. This guy's got a great fucking voice.
Lala.
Talking about the beverages that we partook when we were younger, I think we're probably all three of us are about the same age. But we
40,
we would drink
40-ish.
Old English back in, graduated high school in 95. So back in 93, 94 time frame, 16, 17, drinking. I want to say it was 89 cents for a 22 ounce, which was, we scraped the money together back then. But I tasted one a few years after that, and it was absolute dog shit.
Horrendous.
I don't know how the hell I did it back then. The other thing, neighbors. As far as neighbors, there's no reason to know them or talk to them unless the wife is hot. Otherwise, who gives a shit?
It's fucking
leave them alone.
LSU, my God. That might be the best voicemail we've ever had on that show. I agree with it 100%. Ed, I used to drink Old English like high school and after high school, and it was just like, assume that's just what beer tasted like. And then similar to LSU Lala, maybe
it was
a
so
few,
cheap. It was
yeah,
so
maybe
cheap.
A few years after that, I tasted once again Old English 800. And I mean, I feel like dog shit was actually would have more flavor than Old English 800.
We used to pregame in college before we went to the bars. It was like, all right, we'll get 40s and then we'll be primed to go. And then 140 turned into 240s.
Yep.
And then we were a mess by the time we got there. We were.
Yeah.
And then one of my buddies, he was up to like 3. It was bad.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot. That's 120
ounces. Nothing brings on the headache.
Beer.
You're going to have a headache by the time you finish the first 40. That stuff is rough.
Yeah, it really is rough. And we ran the gamut. We got into, I guess it was around the time, maybe just before Boys in the Hood, around the time Boys in the Hood came out, we started drinking St. Ides because those were.
I was going to say, we went St. Ides,
yeah.
Mickey's.
Yep.
Old English. Yep. There were a couple.
Crazy Horse.
Billy D.
Oh, yeah. Colt 45. Yeah.
Colt 45.
Works every time. Magnum was a big one that we would get. Magnum came in a 40, but it also came in 16 ounce tall cans, and it was almost equally as cheap. Cause here's the thing about a 40 ounce beer. It tastes like shit, but it's sort of manageable when it's ice cold, but it's only ice cold for about the first third of it. Then it's warming up
to keep cold.
Yes.
A lot of ounces to keep cold.
But meanwhile, they can get, like, you can get a Mickey's 40, or you can get a six-pack of Mickey's, the little grenades. Why not just get that? Because
yes.
Then you can keep, you drink
right.
the one and keep the rest cold. That's why beer comes in 12-ounce things and not 60-ounce things. So you can keep it cold. Very confusing. I'm with you though.
To a 16 ounce can.
16's good. 16.
Beyond 16 ounce, there's none.
Yeah, absolutely. Like a lot of times, if I'm at home, I open the 16 or the 22 ounce can, and I pour it in a glass, and then I just put the rest in the fridge, keep it cold. I mean, there are occasions when you can't keep your beer cold, and that's okay. But if you can have it cold, you're going to want it cold, right? I mean, there's not no reason not to do that. Okay, thank you for
unless
that.
You're having like a cask ale.
Oh my God! Yeah. There's some beers are not supposed to. Oh my God! I just see this. I just see the length. This fucking voicemail's 3. I didn't even know our voicemail lasted 3 minutes. 2 minutes 54 seconds. Okay. Ed, give me.
See how he starts. See it.
No, because it's the whole intro section.
Okay, I'm gonna say 41 seconds. Start at the 41 second mark.
Okay.
see how long we can go.
Okay, we'll start at 41.
35. 40.
Okay, here we go.
Pull off. Case in point, I'm here at the gas station.
So he said case in point. So he, we
right.
got
so
pretty
we're
good timing,
about to
Ed.
Get the summary.
We went right to his
yeah,
point.
Buddy.
Okay, here we go.
And this kid, pretty all right looking. I mean, not the best looking, don't get me wrong. But she's adequate. Definitely somebody you'd bend over and give the bone, if you know
okay,
what I mean.
Okay, come on. So, like, the, let's not have this be the fart video of calls, Manuel. Like, we euphemize things on this show. We don't say bend over and give her the bone. So we find a nice way to say it that's funny.
So, you know, she paid, went into the food mart, paid for the gas. She's out there pumping the gas.
A lot of details.
And doing the windows, you know, gas station stuff. So I'm thinking, ah, she must be with her homegirl or something, because I see what I thought was a chick, like, sitting there, mirror, Bogart.
So remember when he said case in point?
We haven't got
to a point. Yeah. I'm going to let it play a little longer. All right.
Straight up, looking like they're plucking their eyebrows or fixing makeup, you know, like all up on the mirror. Well, on second review, it was some man-bunned douche. Yeah. I mean, yeah, full head of hair. That was like the only outstanding type of detail I noticed about this guy. And, simply happy to have his old lady doing like
leg
work of paying the bill.
She's pumping the gas.
Windows, pumping the gas.
All right.
The gas
right.
The glass, cleaning the glass.
I mean, you kind of with Manuel on this one that he's get where he's going in a roundabout way. Like, I'm all for women's empowerment. There is no more feminist than Brian Beckner. It's been said a million times. I support vaginal pride in every aspect. You want to get them tits out, get them out. I'm all for that.
But chivalry, I still believe it. Like, I'll be the yes. one holding the door. I'll, you know, there's just a couple things I'll do. I mean,
yeah.
If I decided to stay in the car at a gas station, I mean, in another state. We have somebody pump it for us.
Yeah, in Jersey, you don't have to pump your own.
It's fucking great. But anyway, anytime we are outside the state, if I just thought, I'll just sit back and Michelle will do it, we'd still be sitting there, which I would never get out.
Yeah, you don't, as a man, unless you're injured. I mean, there was a time, it's been mentioned on the show, I had two broken wrists. Unless you're injured badly.
You're such a feminist. You allowed yourself to be spotted by a woman when you brought your
That was a mistake. That was a mistake. you pump the lady's gas for her. You do that yeah. kind of shit. You carry the heavy shit, the groceries. You go inside,
you know,
and pay for the gas.
For some reason, I've always been expected to drive. I want to shift that dynamic that I don't always have to drive. I don't like driving. I drive just about 100% of the time. Like, it's the high 99s. I think I want to split up that duty so I can just zone out.
Yeah.
I don't like driving.
Yeah. Once in a while, I think it's okay to let your lady drive. Split that work. Okay, here's another.
But yeah, I'm sort of with Manuel.
Yeah, I'm kind of with the point he almost made there.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Drew in Houston. Hey, I just middle of the day had to make a run over here to an Office Depot. Is there not a sadder place in America than an Office Depot in 2019?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nobody in there.
It's
there's
pretty
like
bad.
Five...
I was at a Staples recently.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's nobody there.
Yeah. I had to take a few months ago, I had to take my daughter over to Staples to get something for school. And the Staples near my house it used to be twice as big, and they must have like backed out of the lease or something to where they only have half the unit now. And so now there's like a wall, and it feels like there's a wall in the middle of Staples, and the whole thing just feels like such a bummer. Real sad. Retail in general, very depressing these days.
I mean, we don't have to get into too much politics, but that's the essential point that Andrew Yang is making, that like retail is fucked by Amazon.
Yeah, and it's going to affect more industries.
Yeah,
soon.
You know, people can like laugh off his pie in the sky, you know, dividend and everything, or whatever he calls it, the freedom dividend or whatever. But ultimately, we have to figure out how retail has just been destroyed.
Yeah, and it's going to be next.
That doesn't pay taxes. It's a weird these Staples and Office Depots, they're kind of representative of everywhere. It's fucking sad out there.
Right. Next, it's going to be trucking, and there's more and more industries that are going to be automated, and we have to adapt. Yang gang.
Yeah, okay.
We'll just let him finish.
For sale and a bunch of desk chairs, like with leather, and I had to get
it's real sad.
Or something. But
yeah,
it's just. I mean, can all Office Depots go out of business, please? Anyway,
yeah.
Take care.
No, it is kind of
and
a
when
bummer.
I had to go, it was like back to school.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, my son needed a certain kind of folder, and it was like, all right, well, Amazon, he was really supposed to order it or like he had to have it the next day, and it was like that night, and I went to Staples, and I got a couple folders for like $3. And they have like 4 employees, and I'm the only guy in there.
How are they going to stay in business?
How
and then,
do they do it?
Then you like swing by the printers, and you see all like the sad printers, and you're like, everyone knows these are twice as much as they are on Amazon, right? Like you don't, no one's gonna come in unless you're desperate. You need a printer that minute.
Right.
You're not gonna set
that
out.
Minute. But that's the thing. I needed a folder that minute. I wasn't going to. I was going to make a real purchase.
You're not, and then you like swing by like the Dell computers and you're like, oh, somebody's coming in here to buy a fucking desktop.
It's like a museum. It's like things that you didn't realize still existed.
Get the fuck out of here. Okay. That's it for the voicemails. But it looks like I have like one of those. It looks like there's a telemarketing call that's come to our voicemail. Let's see what they say. It keeps going.
I didn't hear anything.
No. Oh, that's kind of a bummer. Okay, Ed.
Was there volume? I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, there was. It was just like, I don't know, there was nothing there, but it's 22 seconds. I thought it might be. I thought most of my
I get the credit card. Always credit card.
No, I get the people talking in Chinese now. They're all in Chinese. Ni hao.
Oh.
Every single time I pick up the phone and it's from a number that I don't recognize, now I just basically do it to see if it's somebody speaking Chinese. And it's always like I'm on the Chinese list now. What have I done to be included?
I get credit card or the IRS is ready to. Yeah,
they don't do that. They don't do that. The IRS doesn't do that, by the way. They don't they don't leave you a voicemail.
All you have
to
do is give us your – your mother's maiden name and your social security number, and we'll get you out of trouble.
Okay.
All right.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be.
I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Ed, what's going on in the world of sports?
So, my son had the Red Zone channel on yesterday, and I actually heard this. It was pretty amazing. Fox announcer Adam Archuleta said he could probably gross Dirty Sanchez during the broadcast. They're talking about, like, you know, something about maybe Movember. Hey, could you get a mustache by next weekend's game? And he's like, yeah, I could probably grow a Dirty Sanchez.
He went to Arizona State, right? Like, so he gets a break?
Yeah, and he was a safety who probably had a lot of hits to the dome. A
lot of head injuries.
He had, like, one good year. He was a very typical Daniel Snyder overpay. Right. He had one, like, half good year, and the Redskins are like, all right, $12 million a year for 12 years.
Yeah.
He's our guy. And I think they released him by, like, mid-next season.
Yeah. Do you think after he was like, I could grow a Dirty Sanchez, do you think Dick Stockton was like, well, if you're putting the challenge out there, I could probably put together a very nice rusty trombone before the end of the show?
Oh, yeah. Leslie Visser and I used to do exactly that.
Okay. What else?
So we were talking a little bit about Kaepernick. Somebody has some advice. OJ to Kaepernick.
Oh. Well, in that case.
Your friends are hurting you. Your friends are hurting you.
He's kind of got a point.
This is AC, damn it.
Right. Yeah. Like, he needs an AC or a Bob Kardashian in his corner.
Right. He needs help somebody him out. To totally hold the bag for him. Yeah, but you know what? If AC was such a pal, he probably would have taken care of it.
That's true. Well,
cleanup job.
We don't know that he didn't. But AC is an interesting story because he, like, played with the juice and, like,
yeah,
grew
he was
up
like
to
a,
get...
he was like a scrubby. I think he was like what's his name? Jack Haley.
Yeah,
his Rodman, right? He was like that kind of guy.
But then he was like a bartender or something. Like, he wasn't, he wasn't like an NFL star. He wasn't a captain of industry. But on the campus of USC, there's an Al Cowlings building. I think it's a dorm, like the Al Cowlings Hall or something. And I had always wondered about that, and then I found out. But there's some dude at USC that's like OJ's buddy and AC's buddy, and he's super rich. He started Public Storage, which are like those, you know, where you go when you're moving apartments.
AC started that?
No, their buddy. No, a different guy.
AC
whose name escapes me.
Oh, no. Their buddy. Okay.
Their buddy. And
I'm about 50 feet from a Public Storage.
Right
behind
well,
my building.
This guy owns it. Bob, I can't remember his name. And he's super rich. And he's a big donor at USC. And he fucking donated the money for that dorm in Al Cowling's name. He's got a building.
Must be a hell of a friend.
Good guy.
I mean, what?
He'll help you kill your ex-wife.
Wow. Do you think he's good at other things? I mean, why would people like him so much? I like all my friends.
Right. He's loyal.
But if I donated money, I'd probably... I think there might be something else.
Yeah, you need a little more.
How could you...
Oh,
who?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be a release involved here.
Oh, you mean he jacks these dudes off? I wouldn't...
I'm just saying.
I mean...
Hey, he's got a ski pole or... He's got to do something. You can't... I don't know. That's a level of friendship I've never achieved in my life. I really enjoy a lot of my friends, but not that much.
Me too. But I will say this. None of my friends has ever jerked me off that I recall. So maybe I'd go above and beyond for that. I don't know. Tough to say.
True. Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast.
Non-sports, I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment. Ed Daly.
Jam.
What's going on in the world of non-sports?
KFC apologizes to man called shitface by his gravy. You know when they scribble like part of an order while they're getting everything ready?
Yeah.
His gravy said shitface. I was so sad. There was no picture of him in the article.
Yeah, I mean, he probably has a shitty face.
You know how like there's just some faces you wish you could punch?
Yeah, oh yeah, a punchable face like Stephen Miller. Very punchable.
Tonight. Yeah. I just switched from sock coaching rec soccer, my older son, to coaching my younger son in flag football. It started tonight. It was cold, it was raining, and one kid on the team had a very shit face. Yeah. He was complaining all punchable. The time about his playing time. And he was like, he talked like an old lady. He said something like, these substitutions, we were just doing whole mass substitutions. Everybody was getting equal playing time. I didn't give a shit if you were good or bad. And he goes, these substitutions are coming rather quickly.
Oh, what a piece of shit.
I wanted to be like, well, guess what? Your mother is rather ugly over there. And I'd rather keep out of the game for the rest of it. I was just like, all right, well, you can either stay on the sideline longer or the same amount of time, but you'll never play on the field more. It was very odd for an 8-year-old boy to say, these substitutions are coming rather quickly.
Yeah, that's good. But
yeah, he's definitely a shitface.
Big time.
A principal. This has got to be Bible Belt. But a principal who banned LGBTQ books, calling them inappropriate, now faces child porn.
What are the odds? Remember that very devout, we always use him as an example. He was a very devout preacher, I believe, somewhere in the Colorado area. Ted Haggard.
Yeah, Ted Haggard.
And he was staunchly anti-gay. And I think he might have like been a big proponent of gay conversion therapy and gays were bad and they're going to hell and you're not supposed to be gay. And then some
he was a Focus on the Family guy. Like that.
Yeah.
He was
And then some Marine piped up one day and was like, oh hey, by the way, that preacher over there, we smoke meth and fuck each other in the ass in seedy hotels all the time. And this Ted Haggard had to go away for a while. I don't know what he's up to these days, but my point is that anybody that's real staunchly against something. I remember once when the Strokes were big, I read a profile of the Strokes, the band, the Strokes, great band
great.
In Rolling Stone magazine. And the whole time this Julian Casablancas, he gets interviewed over several occasions to the reporter and he goes on and on about how much he hates Pringles and Pringles. It's a delicious chip. Like, it's not my favorite chip, but somebody offers you a...
Wait, Casablancas is anti-Pringles?
So he was anti-Pringles. And it was like a big... It was like a through line throughout the story. I met up with... You know, he was... It was like a first-person account. He's like, I met up at a downtown bar with Julian Casablancas. And he was going on and on about how he hated Pringles. And it was like constantly saying it. And then he ended the story with Casablancas... He's like, okay, I gotta go. And it was like the last paragraph of the story. And he pulled out some cash and paid for the drinks and left the cash on the bar. And with the cash was a crumbled up receipt. And the reporter unfurled the receipt to see what Julian Casablancas had bought at CVS. And it was a few items, all of which escaped me except for one: sour cream and onion Pringles. So my point is, I swear to God. So the point, this is like in the early 2000s. I'm sure it's online somewhere. The point is that anybody that's really staunchly against something, they're probably letting you know that they might really be into that thing. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, except for me with potluck dinners. I'm really against them. I don't really love them secretly. I'm against them.
Yes. Yeah. You've made that clear. It's not like you're secretly, it's not like you're saying you're against potlucks and then secretly, you're having like you're making Craigslist ads.
People's cooked goods.
Yeah. You're like, meet me at a park. You bring a casserole. You bring a pie. You do like 70 different ads.
Oh, can you totally? I know I have no idea if you're frequently washing your hands, but could you please make me some muffins?
Okay. What else?
This is a serious question, though. What is the Q part of LGBT?
Queer.
What is Q?
Queer. That's where you're.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Q is queer.
Lesbian.
Gay. Bisexual. Trans. Bisexual.
So lesbian, gay, trans. So we've covered everything there. What's the Q?
No. Q is like, I don't know. So I don't want to say this wrong. But Q is like you're gay, but you're like, you don't fit in with the gays.
Like you once touched it at summer camp, or like you're
gay as fuck, but you're doing. Oh, dude, this board. I'm buying a new board tonight. No, it's like you're.
Oh no! Well, so, it can refer to either queer or questioning.
Oh, questioning. Well, I feel like that's covered in the first four, right? Or maybe you don't know. I'm
like
either lesbian, gay.
Redundancy. I mean, I feel like LGBT covers everyone. They might not realize it, but it covers them.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of with you. But also, like, if you want to be queer as hell.
Yeah. I mean, be everything. But questioning. I mean, yeah. There was one time in college, I was kind of questioning if it was worth it, but I ultimately went with it. Not with a person of the same sex, but it was like, that wasn't my finest hour, but it was there kind of thing.
No, I don't
just
know.
A woman. I'm talking about a woman that I was, I was 18 and it was worth hooking up because I was 18, but not worth sober hooking up.
Right. Well, we've all been there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was questioning a little bit.
Yeah. There. No, I get it. Yeah. We've all had those questions.
Apple Store employee, quote, helped a customer by texting himself an intimate photo from her phone.
Yeah. This is why I don't sign up for the cloud. And, I've seen what happened to poor Jennifer. Who's the one I like?
Lawrence.
She was taking very, very naughty, intimate photos with her love interest at the time, and those things became public. And I obviously would not seek that information out and look at it, but it did come across it accidentally.
It found its way into your timeline.
Yes, and it was
into your Google search.
Yeah, and it was extremely naughty, and I was sad for her because that's nobody's business, especially not mine.
And if you look around a Genius Bar, you see a lot of people that you feel like they are going to want to do bad things.
Yeah, you can't. Although often, I mean, I don't have anything to hide on my phone per se. But I have had to leave it with some guys a few times, like when I broke the screen and stuff. And, it's something you got to worry about. That's something, if you have that kind of thing, you better get it off your phone before you give it to somebody else.
Yes. They always tell you to back it up before you bring it into the,
to get repaired.
Back it up, which also is code for get rid of all the incriminating shit.
Yeah. Back that ass up.
Man thinks he shot a deer only to discover it was his brother.
I hate it when that happens. I hate it when do the deer where he live wear high visibility orange construction vests and hats? Because I could see where that would happen. You're supposed to have that high vis gear on, right?
This is either an indictment of his brother's looks or maybe a bad excuse for murder or attempted murder.
Yeah. Did did the brother apologize to the guy like Dick Cheney's victim did to him that one time when they were quail hunting?
I'm sorry. My face was begging to be given buckshot.
Aren't quails down? Don't they? I got quails behind my house and they run along the fence. You shoot down to get to quail.
They definitely aren't 6 feet in the air. They're not six feet in the air.
Not up where faces are. Quails aren't up where faces are. Maybe it was dove.
No. Feral hogs steal $22,000 worth of cocaine from drug trafficking ring. Now, we texted about this.
Yeah.
Question is, who gave them a taste?
Right. They have clearly had been initiated to a life of eating cocaine by somebody. And it was probably like somebody outside their school, their hog school. That's like, hey,
that's right.
Come over here. Maybe it was the big bad wolf. We ever think about that?
Right. And these hogs, you know, they don't know how to just say no. They can't say the word no. They're hogs.
No, they physically can't.
Big old nostrils too,
and they'll just eat the fuck out of some shit. Yeah,
they must love cocaine.
They have to. Yes, absolutely. Do you think the hogs eat $22,000 worth of cocaine, and then they get together and they start talking about starting a business together, and then or maybe going to the next club or something, or?
We should like totally do a lot that. Of we should totally. I can't believe we haven't tried this already. Let's do this. Let's do this. Come on.
This is the best.
This is the greatest. Oh my God. Okay. All right. Now, Monday morning, we're totally doing this. We are doing this. Oink.
That's about how it goes.
A Florida woman bit boyfriend's penis out of frustration.
I'm going to need more details on that.
Like, yeah, I mean, how frustrated are you? That's more than frustration.
Well,
that's,
if that happened to me, they'd be like, "Oh my God, I'm so frustrated that this thing is so beautiful and girthy and smooth and shiny, and it frustrates me."
When people who murder this people who murder the chef after having a perfect meal.
Right.
Like, frustrated. This is a perfect penis.
I don't want anybody else to have it. Yes, that's the point. Yes. Like, I need to ruin this penis so I can be the only one that's ever had such a perfect penis. And then the bite comes.
Three Indiana judges suspended after getting in a 3 a.m. brawl in a White Castle parking lot.
I didn't know. Do the judges, is this like when Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Antonin Scalia they're like riding an elephant together.
Opera.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just like
they
buddies.
Went to the opera together.
Do they, is it, if you're hanging out with other judges, do you have to wear your robes?
That's right. Is this like military? Like you've got to be in uniform on certain occasions. They go robe. Yeah, they were. Of course, the strip club was also involved, but then,
you know,
they were going. They were at like a judges conference or something.
Was RBG one of them? No, she's on the U.S. Supreme Court.
No, you know, surprisingly enough, Sandra Day O'Connor, retired judge.
Oh, she was involved. She was involved. Do you? So, Ed, we don't have White Castle. I've never been to White Castle. And it's, I've heard reviews.
Hold on. What it is.
All right. Well, I've heard reviews ranging from pretty good to it's only good when you're drunk to pure dog shit. Stay away. Ed, give us your 2-word review, White Castle.
I believe I had it drunk 4 years ago.
And
I remember sort of enjoying it because I was just chewing on something, but knowing it was dog shit even while I was drunk. Like knowing here, it was bad while I was drunk.
Yeah. Here on the West Coast, we have Jack in the Box and They have these tacos and they're 2 for 99 cents, and they've been 2 for 99 cents my whole life. And I'll be honest, I haven't had them in about 20 years or so. Well, that's the thing. It's not even meat. It's actually, I think they're actually classified as vegetarian because they're so processed and there's so little meat in the meat. It's actually like a soy paste or something. And then there's a whole slice of American cheese and lettuce on them. And then the shell is like, yeah, dude, trust me. It's just as bad as you're picturing.
Cheese.
No, I'm telling you, it's awful. And the whole thing is like flat. And it's like, I think they might fry it after. I don't know. There's something going on there. And the point is, they're fucking disgusting. But when you're wasted, they seem like a really good idea. And they give you some hot sauce, some taco sauce with them. And they're kind of good. So that's, I feel like that's similar to White Castle. And joining us now is our very own pop culture correspondent. She's here each and every week to talk about whatever's happening in the world of celebrity news, pop culture happenings. Of course, I'm talking about our very own Fancy Sauce. Fancy, how are you?
Woo.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey,
hi,
Kate.
Ed.
Yeah.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, dudes?
I
overheard you talking about that gender reveal video.
Oh, do you want me to play it?
No, someone sent it to me a few days
ago.
They
did?
And it's a combination of my two, like, the things I hate the
most.
Me
too.
Farting.
Yes.
Fucking gross.
Yeah.
And gender reveal.
I'm not into gender reveal. But you,
parties
but
or
honestly, though, I mean,
videos,
I,
whatever.
I know
yeah,
you're
I'm
not.
With you, Kate.
I'm with both of you. I'm totally with both of you. I'm not into either of those things, obviously. I've made it clear.
But you're into naked butts, which is in that video.
I mean, there's something, like, the girl is not very cute. And what
is she, like, someone famous or like
I
on
don't
like
know.
Is she Instagram?
Does she do porn
famous?
Or something? I don't
no.
know.
No.
Like she, does she do comedy?
I don't know. I don't like know Instagram? One thing about her. I don't like one thing about her, and yet something about this video is kinda hot. Yeah. I'm not sure what it is. Oh, here it is. Oh. Start over. Here we go. Amazing. Okay, quick email.
Yeah.
Brian, please pronounce this word. Ed, Fancy, please discuss Brian's pronunciation of this word. Thanks. Outro. Toe cutter. Hashtag team Patreon. Hashtag team loudcomer. Oh, toe cutter's a loudcomer. Interesting. Okay. You guys ready? I'm going to pronounce the word. The word is,
go
Ed's
for
laughing.
It.
The word is 5 letters. L-A-S-S-O. Lasso. Lasso.
Now, it's well, it's lasso, but
that's what I said. Lasso.
I was arguing. So I know toe cutter.
I know. I feel like you juiced this because I know you're boys with toe cutter.
No. It was the opposite. It was the opposite of this. It was the opposite of this. We went out last week. He's a great
got
dude.
Boozed up. Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I think Beckner doesn't know how to pronounce lasso. And I said,
lasso.
No, he just will do that for, he'll do that for words intentionally.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he said, no, I think he actually doesn't know how to pronounce it. And I said, no, of course it's lasso. And he's just doing an intentional mispronunciation. And he's like, no. And I said, well, there's no way I could find out. Why don't you email and ask?
Uh-huh.
But there was no part of me that I was just saying, I think he's intentionally pronouncing it wrong.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think I'm intentionally pronouncing it wrong.
I thought it was less. It was a lasso, but you lassoed someone.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Now I'm confused.
L-A-S-S-O.
Wait, are you both? Yeah. You really don't know? That's not lasso.
I've been thinking about it.
Yeah.
And now I'm confused too.
Lasso. What?
Lasso.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, are lasso. So,
well,
this
you
is genuine? You really think that's
Ed,
how you pronounce it?
Ed, you say it.
Lasso. Do you say
Lasso?
Sue, I'm going to do this. No, it's so. S-O is, it's Lasso.
L-A-S-S-O.
L-A-S-S-O.
Lasso.
It's not L-A-S-S-U-E. It's not L-A-S-S-O-O. It's L-A-S-S-O.
L-A-S-S-O. Lasso. Lasso.
So you don't know how to pronounce it.
I'm going to go Lasso.
I was defending you because I was thinking he's being intentionally ridiculous when he says that.
I mean, how do you? I'm not being anything, Ed. I'm not being anything. That's how you say it.
Lasso. This is very unfortunate.
I'm gonna go lasso me a mutton.
Are you rubbing off on me?
Why? Well, you don't know how to pronounce anything. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that toe cutter. Very mean email that you sent. Another one. Ballers and Kate. Hashtag current episode, hashtag every episode.
Why can't I be a baller?
Hashtag, I was wondering about that. Hashtag Friday Facts. I was listening to the podcast today, and the guy who called in talking about White Claw because he had high school kids. I had the misfortune to actually taste one a few months ago and can only classify it as LaCroix with some alcohol in it. Ed, how do you pronounce that word? L-A space capital C-R-O-I-X.
I say LaCroix, but I have heard people say La Croix.
It can't be La Croix.
And it's just shitty seltzer, right? I thought it was LaCroix.
Well, this is like Häagen-Dazs, right? Yeah.
In the last week, I have had two things that have been talked about a lot.
White Claw.
I had White Claw, and I had the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Oh, that's right. You texted me a picture of that sucker.
The chicken sandwich was fucking delicious. It was really good. It was very good.
Get
that
good.
Spicy chicken sandwich. It's not too spicy. It's a very good sandwich. Just
get this because it comes in a spicy, non-spicy variety, right?
Yeah. I believe.
Yeah, and I usually default to non-spicy because I can't handle too much spice. But it's not too much. It's a good amount of spice.
Does it make you fart blue dust if you have too much spice?
Yeah. I just want to go back to LaCroix.
Yeah, LaCroix.
If you go on their website, it says it rhymes with enjoy.
Enjoy LaCroix. Oh, perfect. I was right. Just like I'm right about Lasso. What else said? Give us your review of White Claw. Delicious.
It is like watered down Sprite. Like it tastes like kind of that. Well, so the one I had was lemon lime. My sister was here about a week ago and she had like one of those multi-flavored six packs. And so I had the one that was lemon lime and it tasted like watered down Sprite.
Mm. See, it
definitely
has
didn't
booze
taste like
it.
Alcohol. So I guess it's booze for people who don't want to taste any sort of booze. Yeah. But it tasted like watered down Sprite.
No, like teens.
That low barrier to entry thing. Bullshit. Okay, I'm going to continue. Okay. Right. What surprises me is that kids these days don't do what we used to do and just steal booze from our dads or grandfathers. Whose parents had extra booze? My parents had a bottle of fucking Stoli on the counter, and they were drinking it. And then it was empty, and then they got another one.
Mine did.
Your parents had booze?
Yeah.
Yeah, my nice. Parents, yeah, my dad was polishing
cabinet.
That stuff off.
So
yeah.
Much.
I mean, who hasn't sat around with their buddies passing around a bottle of Cutty Sark Scotch or Yukon Jack? I mean, it's there for the taking. Every December, my dad would buy two cases of hard liquor for, quote, the Christmas season. I love your fucking dad. As he liked to say, and by the time I was 16, I had swiped a third of it by Easter. He mostly drank beer and high-end scotch. He used the Cutty Sark for my uncles from my mother's side. And as far as I know,
that's a boss move.
Right. As far as I know, he never noticed. It's not rocket science. It's innovation, kids. Keep up the good work on the podcast. Not sure what was up with your sound issues this week. It's the board. It's board is fucked. But still, good stuff. Regards, Doug, the Canadian living in Houston. Doug, love you, man. And shout out to your uncle.
I love you, but I love your dad more.
Yeah, your dad's the best. Amazing. Okay, Kate.
Yeah. Oh, right, right.
All I need is like a Jesus tonight. Jog the lows and the beat. It's Korean or fine. Oh, I hope Kate's got this to read. Cause it's all I need.
Kate McManus, what is happening in the world of pop culture? What is happening in fancy pop?
In the news this week, I'm going to start with, if you know me, you know that anything Jeffrey Epstein related is my favorite thing.
Right.
So you may or may not know that Britain's own Prince Andrew,
good guy,
was a longtime pal of Jeff Epstein's.
Had to, when he decided not to be friends with him, he got on a plane and flew to his house to tell him.
After that awkward photograph of the two of them taking a stroll through the streets of NYC surfaced.
Yep.
That was his story. So in a recent, very ill-advised, exclusive BBC interview, Prince Andrew delivered a tense and sometimes bizarre denial of ever sexing his pal Epstein's sex slaves, claiming his royal disdain for hugging and his body's inability to sweat due to a war injury.
War injury in the Falklands?
To prove he's telling the truth.
Wow.
Okay.
My buddy said to me when we were discussing this, he said, in the Falklands, he was either shot at by an albatross or Ernest Shackleton. There's no action happened in the Falklands.
No, it was strange, very strange war.
If anyone out there is interested in anything Epstein related,
yeah,
particularly this bizarre interview, just look it up online because it's great.
Yeah.
At one point, Andy says, "There's a slight problem with five withs.
Well, he's got a stutter.
With the sweating." Refuting an account by Epstein victim Virginia Guffrey, who has insisted that she was trafficked to the prince in 2001 after suffering his, quote, sweating all over me, end quote, on a London dance floor.
Mm. Oh, so he does
not
sweat.
Not true, Andrew insisted, because I have a peculiar medical condition. Which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time, because I had suffered what I would describe as an overdose of adrenaline in the Falklands War when I was shot at. And I simply, it was almost impossible for me to sweat. And it was only because I've done a number of things in the recent past. Something weird happened. Did you turn it up too loud? Okay, then I'm starting to be able to do that again. Sweating. So he's saying he couldn't sweat at the time he was accused, but now he can sweat again.
Hero. So happy for him to be able to
sweat
again.
The New York Post headline on Sunday was his royal dryness.
That's pretty funny.
There's also a picture of him hugging this victim who allegedly was sexed by Andrew three times, and he's saying the picture's doctored because I don't hug. I'm not a hugger.
Yeah.
So that picture of me with my arm around her must be fake.
Yeah.
So it seems like a good defense all around,
Kate,
from Prince Andrew.
Kate, ask me if I ever cut a hole in your teddy bear and fucked it in the ass.
No.
Just ask me.
Okay. Did you do that?
You got to say the whole thing.
I don't want to say that.
Say the whole thing. Did you ever cut a hole in my teddy bear?
Oh my God. Did you ever cut a hole in my teddy bear?
And fuck it in the ass.
Fuck it in the ass.
No, I definitely did not cut a hole in your teddy bear and place a condom filled with 50% Icy Hot, 50% Vaseline in your teddy bear's ass and fuck it. Okay? And I don't know why I'm being accused of that, because I definitely didn't do that.
But what's your excuse for not doing it?
Well, I'm too... I have an allergy. No, I have an allergy to nylon, and so I can't. My balls can't rub against nylon.
Okay.
Teddy bears.
All right. Well, you clearly did it.
What? So I definitely did not do
can
that.
Can I read another quote? Because this is so funny. He goes, "I'm terribly sorry, but if I, as a member of the royal family, and I have a photograph taken, and I have taken very few photographs, I am not one to, as it were, hug."
Oh yeah. Stammered. I'm not a hugger either.
Public displays of affection are not something
I respect.
That
the non-hugging stance.
Yeah, I know. We know how you are, Ed.
But no, but I respect the non-hugging stance. But it would have been so easy to just be like, "Hey, you know, I have some level of fame, and I don't recognize everybody I pose for pictures with. You know, I don't know everybody I'm in a picture with."
Totally. And when you take a picture, you got to be like Keanu Reeves, where you keep your hands open and out. Keanu Reeves is the king of it. When he hugs people, he's got his hands out so no one can say,
"Hey, how's he hugging?"
He hugs
how's
like this.
He's
like
a takes more a picture. Evolved human.
Yeah, he's a what, Ed?
That's not
he's
a hug,
more
though.
Evolved human.
Yeah,
that's not a hug.
He doesn't
knows
hug,
how to do life better than people.
Yeah,
he touches he his like chest. Something?
No, he's like you come in for a picture, and he throws his arms around you, but then he'll keep his hands out.
But you'll see in the back of the picture. In the back of the picture, you'll
see
Google
his
hands sticking out.
Yeah, he's amazing.
All right. So Prince Andrew also told BBC that he made a whoopsie in remaining friends with Epstein after the financier was convicted of being a sexual offender in 2008. Andrew even invited Epstein to the 18th birthday party that he threw for his daughter, Princess Beatrice, despite Epstein being the subject of an arrest warrant for the sexual assault of a minor at the time. So interesting choice. He also invited rape-accused movie mogul Harvey Weinstein
amazing.
To that party.
Amazing. Okay, Kate.
Patricia Heaton has a TV show.
Everybody loves Raymond's Mrs. Raymond.
It's called Carol's Second Act. Apparently, two of the writers were sexually harassed by her husband.
Yeah, I think she's a Republican.
Executive producer David Hunt. Oh, she is?
I think so.
She's like her husband real was, Christian, like super Christian.
Yeah. Her husband was grabbing some ass on set?
Yeah, I think he hugged one of the writers
he's got
rubbed her.
Executive producer in
her
his fucking title.
Waiting for a valet. One night.
You grab a little ass, you know?
She went to HR. They said they were going to running through some sexual harassment training, but then she claims she was retaliated against because she was cut out of being able to run her jokes in the writer's room, and so she ended up quitting.
Her husband, Raymond, is in The Irishman as well, and he's very good. He's a good actor. Raymond.
You know, that there's a... show Get Shorty, they, for some channel I don't even know, but I found it. It's very
Epics.
Good.
Yes, it is very
Epics.
Good.
Epics.
Yeah. He was also in
the,
Vinyl.
Scottish guy from Bridesmaids.
Right. And Raymond. What's his name? Ray.
Romano.
Romano. Yes, he's very good. And also he had a comedy special last year that's pretty good.
I love the delay for that particular line because I said it and then I could wait 5 seconds until you're like, yes.
Yes, Ray Romano. Yes. We're having internet issues. We're having sound board issues, mixing board issues. It's all the issues tonight. This is a fucking classic episode. Kate, what else?
Okay, so she ended up leaving, and I feel like there's a retaliation lawsuit boiling over there.
Mm.
All right, Pete Davidson. I can't keep up with his
Guy Fawkes.
Love life.
Guy Fawkes. He's got a big ass dick.
Let's go back. So he went from Ariana Grande.
Started with Larry David's daughter. Cassie David,
yep. To Ariana Grande, yep. To Kate Beckinsale, to Margot Qualley.
Put him up, he'll knock him down with his cock.
Who's the last
Kaya
one?
Gerber.
Margot
Qualley is Andy Dowell's daughter.
Andy
She's
McDowell.
About 25, so yep. About his age.
She's in...
she was in
yeah.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
The Nice Guys. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
She's a very good actor.
This Pete Davidson, he's
very beautiful.
Do you know when you go to the carnival and there's that game where it's like balloons and you take the you take the squirt gun and you squirt like a stream from the squirt gun into the target, and it causes the balloons to race higher and higher, and whoever's balloon reaches the top first wins. Pete Davidson plays that game, but he just uses his load because he's constantly ejaculating.
Apparently, he and his new girlfriend Kaia Gerber,
yes,
mom who's and daughter 18. Of Cindy Crawford yes. and Randy Gerber,
she's mm-hmm. got the big eyebrows.
Attended the SNL live after party at Le Chalet, a new New York City hotspot.
Le Chalet,
where they didn't hide their relationship.
He's a real scorer. I mean,
sounds like those broads want to fix
him because he definitely looks like something's wrong with him. But apparently, got that big ass dick.
That's why he looks unreal.
So Kate, do you feel like his looks have improved on some level since the last 6 months of his dating has come out? Like, are you starting to be like, oh, I guess maybe there's something about
it. Yeah, I'm starting to come around.
He's so skinny and pale.
Yeah.
And he's got the bad tattoos.
I found this. There is a dad at my son's school who's just beautiful.
Your stick, you want to suck. Yeah.
And I haven't found his wife. I haven't found his wife to be super attractive. But because the dad is so beautiful, I'm starting to be like, no, she must have something going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Her dad probably has a jet or something. Or he owns the Mets. But... Yeah.
That's not very feminist of you.
Oh. What else, Kate?
Okay, so Taylor Swift is being honored at the AMAs.
Ugh.
She wanted to perform some of her old songs, but as we reported here, her old label sold her masters to Scooter Braun.
That's right.
And she was mad. Yep. She doesn't like Scooter.
Right.
So now she's saying that they're blocking her from performing her music at the AMAs.
Of course they're not.
And
they can't.
In a Netflix documentary that she's
a professional victim.
Is making. So she called on her fans to let Scott Borchetta, the owner of Big Machine Label Group.
Red Borchetta?
Well, he's a co-founder. Good Rush song. And Scooter Braun, she said, please let them know how you feel about this. No, and then apparently...
He said it is what? It's gone.
Yeah.
Red Borchetta.
Apparently Swifties, as her fans identify...
There's no such thing as a Swiftie.
Just would not stop calling the label, and they had to shut down the office because they were getting so many angry calls and threats.
Yeah, brutal. Unbelievable. She could just re-record those songs, but also she can sing anybody's song live.
Anyway, sing so it seems like song. They may or may not have come to some agreement with the AMAs.
Put
so.
This on the list of things I give the least of a shit about. Well, and also, but also
the news is not
I'm team Scooter Braun in this situation because this Taylor Swift is just so lame and fake. I can't stand her.
Okay.
What else, Kate?
Here's a speaking of not that, like, mismatched partners.
Yes.
Remember when Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, yeah.
Was dating SNL when executive producer Lindsay Shookus.
Yes, Ben Affleck lassoed Lindsay Shookus at Saturday Night Live.
So now Lindsay Shookus is being linked to John Hamm.
I know. Shook us. Yeah,
so what is Lindsay Shook? She must be a great gal.
She got a good pussy. What? Well, it's both these guys are fucking movie stars.
It could be something other than her.
No, they're guys.
Vagina.
It's her good pussy. She got some good pussy. And she probably has hot friends.
But John Hamm.
We'll see what happens there. But the media is dying to make them a couple.
Ed, give us your thoughts on John Hamm.
John Hamm is a big... comedy nerd kind of guy.
Yeah, he
willingly dives into every small comedy part he can get his hands on. So
I would agree.
He definitely is transfixed on the comedy world, which if he's an SNL producer, there's some element.
And he will go and do little cameos.
He's always
SNL.
On SNL, yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, good for her and that bomb pussy that she's got.
So oh I don't know if it's but it I don't know if that's a real couple or not.
She, yeah, he probably John probably lassoed.
We've Lindsay seen Shook the ham his, through.
Yeah,
this with can't his, be with happening that,
with his big ass ham. He's like, let me lasso that. Or, she's pretty hot. I'm gonna lasso that. And then he did. And then he.
Oh my god! Is this a new scoop it up? Lasso it up.
I defended you, and you've broken my trust.
That's a huge mistake on your part.
Oh, Ed.
Okay, what else, Kate?
All right. This is more depressing news. Yes. Kylie Jenner has sold a 51% stake in her makeup company.
You went from the thing I gave the least of a shit about to a new thing I gave the least of a shit about.
Well, the news is not for you.
Yes. Okay.
For $600 million.
Oh, my God. What? Her life must be so sad.
I feel like it might be a little bit. She's got a lot of money, though.
Yeah.
Company Coty, C-O-T-Y, you might be familiar with, is going to help her take her brand to the next level on an international
stage. Thank God.
Stage.
Just what she needs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
More money. All right, that's all that's I got it. For
okay,
you.
Excellent job all the way around, despite some...
Well, it's very disconcerting when that soundboard thing happens, yes, and then you yell at me to keep going.
Yes.
It's a lot of abuse that goes on behind the scenes.
I just waved at you. But still, excellent job, mostly by me, lassoing the co-host and the pop culture correspondent here. We'll do it again next week for a daily possible special episode next week, by the way. You're going to want to listen to 296. I'll just say that. For Ed Daly, for Kate McManus. My name is Brian Backner. This has been episode 295 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We'll lasso you next week.
Lasso you later.
But she's known as fancy pop to you and me. Talking loud comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.